Welcome to this week's episode of Azentuary. We left off last time, stepping out into a new plane, a new depth of Tartarus.
You are on a new world.
Don't you dare close your eyes. There's a zombie over there.
But when the demons come, we best not run.
They only get encouraged to hunt you even more.
A whole new plane.
Wow. Okay, that... Not where I expected that to go. All right.
Sorry, continue your recap.
Oh, it was great. But no, you guys walk out, and what you're on is a mountain face that is hundreds of miles from peak to base. You are somewhere in the middle-ish, though it's hard to tell. You look up, you look down, it is, you know, a rock face each direction.
Rock solid.
Is it a sheer rock face in each direction?
Yeah, it's not like you have to be a mountain goat to use it. I mean, it's rough terrain, but it's not impossible.
Got it. Okay.
Mountain goat on duty.
Two giant mountain goats hops up with our team on the back.
Okay, so this is not our final plane, right? We still got at least one more.
Yes. Go down one level. I believe two more, actually, according to the dragon friend that spoke with you.
Okay, that's kind of what I thought. All right, well, I guess we should try and go find some way down, then.
Well, remember, things are relative as well. It's sometimes you go up to go down, sometimes you go down to go up. Remember?
Oh great. It's an Escher painting.
Yes.
Turn my world, you precious thing. It's our musical
episode. Oh, is this our musical episode?
No. Sorry, I was saying within you from Labyrinth because I'm old. Not really, but I act old.
Sounds like maybe we should have an episode.
Yes.
Except maybe without me singing. All right, so we are in the middle of a mountain.
Yes.
And we can either go up or down.
And I have stuff written for you no matter which direction you choose.
Oh, if I recall correctly, the great poet Snoop of the Dog once told us we must get up to get down.
True. Up we go, then. Let's get high, everybody.
All right, high it is.
All right. You begin to ascend. Just for knowing how well you climb, I should have everyone do a athletics check. Let's just see how good at climbing you all are.
Saying if Alpha fails, he just runs up.
Ray got a 14.
If I'm reading this correctly, it looks like Dane got a 23.
Nice. Oh. Really showing off your dwarf skills.
Well, I mean, it would be rather embarrassing if a dwarf couldn't... A mountain dwarf could not climb a mountain.
Well, yeah. Alpha has the innate ability to move vertically along surfaces. So we'll just assume that's the reason for his nat 20. I mean, he literally can, as a monk, move even along water for the duration of a dash action. So that's like 160 feet vertically or along water. So yeah, we'll just say that's the reason why he nat 20'd this. Like, do, 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 do.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, Alpha's just like, oh, mountain, whatever. This is nothing. I'm part goat.
Oh, part rabbit, but it works out.
I know, but how'd Castros do?
I got a 14.
I cannot hear.
I was talking into the mic.
Huh. I don't know why, but you did not come through at all. I got that second thing.
What?
Did you hear her that time? She got a 14.
Okay, I heard a what?
Let me turn her up just a hair. Normally I don't have to. She's like the loud one.
I am the loud one. I'm not being heard.
So you guys generally do pretty well. Alpha just kind of dances along like, you know, whatever, it's nothing. You know, he could be walking downhill as well as uphill and just kind of, you know, doesn't care. Dane, you're cruising along, and Ray and Kasros are basically just kind of like trudging up. Just like, all right, geez.
Alpha turns around and says, you know, if someone were to carry rope, we could make this much easier.
You do carry rope.
Yes, I meant someone else. Dond helps those who help themselves.
Slight salt.
Yeah.
You've made Alpha sassy over the years, or the campaign.
Yes, we have. That's actually a good thing, though. That means he's gaining a little bit more human characteristics.
Well, you've also made him a little more genocidal, so human characteristics, yay?
Yeah, like
you win some, you lose some.
Yeah, like everything else about our species.
That's hilarious. So you make it up to a place where there's a bit of it like flattens out, and it looks almost like there's a bit of a path that winds around the outside of this particular outcropping of the mountain.
All right, we shall follow the path.
All right, so you begin to follow the path, and after a little while you are kind of pushed out into area where you can see structures carved into the rock face. They appear to be somewhat finely crafted, but at the same time in a kind of hastily constructed way. So, you know, there's definitely a plan involved. It's just not a particularly fine aesthetic.
Okay.
But that is, it's still a ways up ahead of you.
Okay. All right. Well, we shall approach the structures.
All right. Well, you begin to, as you start to get close, you can see some activity. And what you see are large, grotesque-looking creatures. Things that are definitely not human. Some of them are, like, one arm is much bigger than the other arm, you know, like professional arm wrestlers. But
look out, British long woman!
Their ears don't look right. They look like they're like bat wings sticking out of their heads, and they're kind of tan-colored and just generally not very friendly-looking.
Not friendly-looking.
But, you know, should never judge a book by its cover.
Alpha, go say hi!
Just send Alpha ahead.
That's what Casper said. Alpha, just go say hi.
Oh, I can do this if you wish.
Dane says that. I mean, to be fair, we don't know if they're hostile yet. They might just look hostile. They might have RBF. Okay?
I agree. I agree 100%.
Then you go greet them, Dane. True.
Fine. I'll go greet them. But you realize that I'm a dwarf with low charisma, so...
We all have low charisma.
True. Nobody in this party is charismatic.
We all hate
I thought you were, Kasros.
No. Y'all suck at charisma. We are the least... We are the least charismatic people in the entire
world. I just look like...
technically, so innately, if Alpha fails a charisma check, he can re-roll because of his innate ability. The problem is his stats are so low that both rolls are likely to fail.
That's fine. Dan,
Esmus isn't awful charisma, but he doesn't have any pluses.
Dan will go talk to him.
All right, have fun.
All right, so Dane, you strike out ahead of the party, and the first thing you notice as you start to get closer is these creatures are twice your height.
That's usual for Dane, though.
Yeah, that's not unusual. I'm a dwarf.
Yeah. All right, fair, but my point is they are large. They are a large creature. That's what I was getting at. All right, so maybe three times your height then, since you want to play off the dwarf thing so much.
So they're 12 feet tall. Got it. Actually, I think I'm 5, so okay.
Yes, a good 15 feet. They're very large.
That is really big. Got it.
Okay. So you go walking up, and one of them turns and looks down and is kind of shocked for a moment, and then he says something that you cannot understand.
Ah, see, we should have sent Alpha. He can speak all tongues now.
Well, Alpha's like following behind you because they commented send Alpha. So when Dane trudged on ahead, Alpha's like skipping from rock to rock. I suppose as they get close, Alpha says, "Hello."
There you go.
And you hear this thing speaking back. Dane can't understand it, but Alpha, you can. It's like he's just like, "What? What are you tiny creatures doing here?"
"We are on a mission. What are you doing here?"
"I live here."
"Do you have a flag?"
does the creature understand what is communicated behind?
No, it just looks up and realizes there are more. Hey. Oh, how many of you are there?
Just us.
Enough. Tell us about your beautiful land. This seems like a very interesting place.
Why don't you come join me for dinner?
Said the spider.
I will explain.
Oh, sounds interesting. And Alpha relays the information back, saying, you know, he wishes to have us for dinner.
I mean, that sounds like a sound invitation, in my opinion.
I would to you, Castros. Dane's like, kind of makes a little shiver go down his spine.
We don't fight every anyways.
That's not true. We don't. There's been times we've made friends with creatures.
Yeah. Sure, so why not try to have dinner? And if he does try to eat us, we just fight back.
Yeah.
This is a no-lose situation.
Well, no, we can lose, but no, I agree. This is the plan for right now.
Yeah, and Alpha vaguely understands the concept of food consumption because he's watched you guys enough, but he doesn't really experience hunger, so that statement is more just him being ignorant to how it might sound.
Of course.
Awesome. Right. Well, he leads you into basically the first little housing thing, and you can see that there are others further down with rope bridges connecting them, and there's a little bit of activity, but you don't seem to catch the eye of anyone further in. You just go into this huge door.
Okay.
Oh, we lost all of our draconic wings, didn't we, when we had our souls siphoned out of us?
Yes.
Oh.
Darn. I liked my demonic wings.
They were draconic.
Well, for me, they were more demonic. Like, demonic, draconic.
Let's call the whole thing off.
I mean, I can become a wren.
Anyway, all right, so we follow them in. There's rope bridges everywhere.
Yeah, so he takes you inside. He's like, here, I don't think you'll fit at my table. Why don't you sit up here? And he kind of guides you over to this little raised area in the corner that seems to be more your size. It's like a, it looks almost like a, oh, like a cupboard.
No, nice. Okay.
Yeah, that seems promising.
Is it under some stairs?
No, it's just on the wall. it's like the kind you'd find an Indian in a, you know, forced children's book.
Okay.
All right. So he's, oh, good. And then he reaches over and he kind of closes the door. He says, okay. There's like a, it's like one of those old egg storage cupboards. So he puts it closed and he takes a seat and he says, oh, I'm so glad that you guys found me and not, you know, one of the others out there. You know, at the bottom of this ravine, there's demons going back and forth, marching to the eternal blood war. You just want to avoid all that. There's all sorts of stuff scattered around here. But here, this is the place to be.
Well, fantastic. I'm glad we chose correctly. Unfortunately, we need to get to the plane beneath this one. So, you know, we'll have to find a path there.
Ah, yes. I'm sure that sounds great. Wait, you can't understand all this unless Alpha's relaying it.
He's relaying it.
Oh, you're right. Okay.
Okay, because I was going to say. All right. Well, in all this relaying, Alpha, you can also read other languages, right?
No.
Oh, just speak?
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing is, like, he can tap into the minds of any sentient creature that speaks a language.
That's correct.
Yeah, so it's like speaking in tongues, but not reading and writing in tongues.
Gotcha. But Kasros can... Okay, so but Kasros, make a perception check for me.
Okay.
Not bad. So, because you understand Infernal.
I do.
As your language. You are looking around and you see a variety of books kind of back on the shelf behind him. And you see there are different things written on them. One is like to serve dwarf, another to serve elf, and things like that.
I mean, obviously, he just is really hospitable. Very clearly.
Clearly.
Hmm.
All right. Well, after a couple of minutes...
Do you pass on this information, or you keep it to yourself, Kasha?
Keep it to myself.
Of course. No, that's fine. This is very definitely reminiscent of one of the Simpsons Treehouse of Horror episodes.
It was originally a Twilight of Horror. It's like Twilight of Hair Loose. Blah, blah, blah. Twilight Zone.
Ah.
It's Twilight Zone. It was a short book. It was like a short story before that, too. Yeah, it was a short story, and then they made it into a Twilight Zone. So it could literally go either way. Yeah. Let's see where it takes us. Yeah, it depends on whether Ben wants to go the original story, or if we're doing a silly take on it, in which case we think it's good. And it ends up being good.
I'm just gonna have him get up, and he's like, well, I better get to work. And he walks over to his stove and squeezes some water out of a water skin and lights up a fire and starts getting the thing going. He's got a pretty good sized, you know, cook pot going on.
Man's a chef. Good for him.
So, as he's... Yeah, basically chopping up some, you know, what kind of look like root vegetables, though it's hard to tell. He's talking about, you know, things that are around the realm, and he's like, oh, I'm so glad you guys didn't end up down at, like, the hunting grounds or up at the prison or any of those, you know, other places you could have gotten lost in. Thankfully, you made it here. Oh, I'm so blessed tonight to have these guests for dinner.
Okay.
I'll say the sky isn't exactly reading good.
Yeah, it's
a little sketchy. I could do charm person.
No, let's just wait. But I think what I'm going to want to do is once he's done cooking the meal, I'll be the first to taste it.
Oh, because you have a vulnerability to poison.
Resistance. Dwarven resistance to poison, so I might be able to tell.
You've gone around eating different poisons in your life, Dane? Just to tempt fate?
Well, you know, dwarf. Probably eat just about everything. Probably came across some mushrooms when I was in the Outlands that, you know, would have felled a human, but I learned very quickly that they were bad.
Outlandish mushrooms.
Yep. Exactly.
Mountain dwarves, the Mocklins of D&D. Alright, anyway. Well, he works at it for a little while, and then he comes over and starts kind of eyeing everyone, and he feasts his eyes on Dane. And
might a fine choice of words there.
And he kind of looks at you, he's like, yes, you perfect. And so he reaches in and give me a quick strength check. Double check that.
Oh, that's really bad roll.
Oh.
So that's a 9.
Yeah, that doesn't go so well for you. He reaches in and he's able to overpower you and grab you basically by the legs, and he pulls you out, closes the door, walks you over, and sets you down into his stew pot.
He is trying to eat us. Alrighty. Okay. Can we open the cupboard door?
Well, can I? Do I have a response?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have any resistances to heat, right?
Oh, Jesus.
No.
No? Okay.
Yeah, Tristan, well, yeah.
So he's putting you in there, so hold on, let me resolve this really quick. So
okay, imagine Dane would have some sort of reaction.
You would think. Yeah, so he's being dangled and then he gets shoved in. So the first thing he does is he takes burn damage. And that is an initial 7 points of burn damage.
See if
from
we ever
the hot water. And then he slips, kind of lets go, which allows you to flip around and be head up. So while that you're flipped around and head up, I'll then answer, was it Castros's question?
Yeah, can we just open the cupboard or is it locked?
It is locked. You go to push it and it does not budge.
Well, everything's got hit points.
Here's to say, that's true. As the door slams behind him, Alpha gets up and punches the lock.
Well, you can punch the door.
The door.
The thing, yeah.
You always want to punch the middle of the door. Like that's poor door breaching technique.
Well, you don't have much of a choice. I mean, you've got basically solid material in front of you. The latch is exterior.
Ah.
Well, you can still punch at the sides and not the middle of the door.
True.
I guess we can see how big of a hit that's going to be. And he just comes up and does a straight up punch at the door.
You're just gonna start wailing on it?
Well, that's 29 to hit. On the door.
You both, yes, that hits the door.
Yeah, but I mean, like, just see if it cracks a bit to make a hole through or a decent-sized hole.
Well, how much damage did that do?
9.
You took some wood off. You were able to splinter off some, but, you know, mind you, it's like a human punching a 2x4. You're gonna take chunks off the edge, but it's not gonna, you know, just blow through it.
Well, fine then. His second bunch is a 28 to hit.
Well, yes, it's gonna hit. Doors have a notoriously low AC, by the way.
I
don't know,
I think they might be able to dodge. Alright, another 8 damage.
Yep, you're chiseling away splinters. There's, like, chunks of wood flying at Castros's face.
Alright.
Okay.
Well, dang it! Another punch at the door. And this is actually a nat 20.
Nat 20.
Okay.
I nat 20 the door! Screw combat! Door's more important. And I guess after roll, all right. I roll another nat 20.
Yeah, double damage. Double damage or another nat 20 to blow the door open, I guess.
Alright, well, double... I don't know, I rolled an 8 without any modifiers. 13 with modifiers. No, actually, no, it would be 18 with modifiers.
Alright, then I'll say that with all your damage, you've made enough space that you can get your hand through.
Alright, as he blows the hole open, Alpha sees Dane going to the pot and says, "Unacceptable," and reaches his arm through to unlatch the door.
Well, hold on. Alright, that's a round to do that. And then he, and he turns. I'm going to give Dane a chance to try and do something.
Yes, thank you. Okay. I'm going to cast Firebolt at this thing's face.
If you don't want to get out of the pot?
Yeah, you don't want to try to get out?
Well, okay, if he's actually distracted and turned away, then yes.
He hasn't turned yet. There was the sound of Alpha punching, but he hasn't turned away yet. He's still over you.
Well, then, yeah. Then I'm going to cast Firebolt at his face.
Awesome. Do it.
Ooh. That is really, really bad.
Well, you are in a pot, so...
Yeah. So that is 12.
Yeah, that doesn't do anything. You go to cast, and he just kind of leans back, like, silly dwarf. And he reaches over and slides the big pot over the top of the thing, and you take another 9 heat damage.
Fine.
And you're contained.
All right.
If we ever trust anything again, joke's on you, we will, because we're idiots.
All right, so you're contained. Alpha, back to you.
Okay, one second. So, is it completely wood, or is the back of it stone?
It's... I didn't plan this. It's all wood.
Okay, all right. Never mind.
I had to think of what type of a construction that you're dealing with. Alright. So, it's everyone else. Either Alpha or Ray or Castros.
Can Alpha open the door? Is that with the arm
of
the door?
Roll me a d20 with sleight of hand. Or roll me sleight of hand.
Okay. Sleight of hand, that's a dex. Hooray! Oh. Well, maybe not great. 11.
Yeah, you can't do it. You can't quite seem to find the latch. You're reaching out there and you can't catch it.
There's like a small hole.
Yeah. But there are some bars and stuff you guys can see out. I mean, it's like an old, egg holder, egg cabinet.
Okay. I have kind of a bad idea, but it might get Dane out of the pod.
Okay, what's the bad idea?
I could cast a wind ball. How would that blow the whole thing off?
Is that how it works?
Yeah, I make a giant wall, and then anything near it gets sucked into it, so it could suck the pot off of it, and it'll probably release everything.
It might.
Oh, totally do that.
Yeah, alrighty. Go ahead. Ray's looking out that wall.
I mean, we're secured, so...
Yeah. Ray's looking out the hole on the wall and wind wall. Let's see how this...
Alright. Do it.
That is a 22 to cast.
Dang! Yeah, you pull that off.
Alright! There's now a 15 foot high, 1 foot thick, 50 feet long wall of wind that is now pulling everything near it.
Oh, jeez. Alright, really quick. Let's see. Dane, roll me a perception check at disadvantage.
Oh my god.
Get your roll disadvantage.
I don't think it really matters too much. I can't get any more disadvantage than a 2.
Could be a 1.
Yeah, so you're completely unaware of what is happening around you, but let's see, Ray, since you cast, it was Ray the caster, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so Ray, since you cast it, just roll me a straight 1d20 and tell me what you get.
Okay. That is a 16.
You are successful. Your wind wall pulls the entire pot over, and it goes crashing to the floor, bursts open. Poor Dane takes a total of 8 bludgeoning as this thing slams him to the ground and spits him out. The water spills on the floor. The big creature's like, ah!
Look, Dane, at least you're out of the pot. You should be thanking me right now.
No, it's just my... So many crappy rolls right in a row.
But he kind of burned his foot, so he... The poor big creature takes... Oh, wow. Apparently 10 damage to his feet. 4 for one and 6 for the other.
Cool. Alrighty, Castros, you try your sleight of hand on the door. Sure. I just take Alpha's hand away and try myself. I don't think I'll be much better than Alpha, but we'll find out. Nope, I rolled a 5.
I was imagining, like, Alpha's arm is still through the door, and you're like, let me try, let me try, and you're trying to fumble past his arm.
Yeah. Doesn't work too. I don't know. I get stuck in it too. Hey, most of my stuff's on wisdom. Surprisingly, believe it or not.
All right, Dane, it's all you. You're on the floor. Just spit out of this vat.
How far away am I from this being?
He got a little burnt and jumped back, so let's just call it only... Well, let's still say you're 6 or 7 feet. You know, relatively close.
How far away is the cabinet from the giant?
Oh, it's behind him another 15 feet.
Alright, 1 second. Planning.
You know, we can probably handle ourselves. Focus on hitting the guy.
Alright, I'm gonna cast Firebolt again.
Okay.
That went much better. That was a nat 20.
Yep, that is.
Alright.
Classifies much better.
Where are you aiming at?
His face.
Okay.
Alright, you want me to roll again?
Yes, please.
Alright, here we go. Oh! Dang! That was a 19.
Nice, alright.
My spell casting, that's a 29.
Yeah, you blast him in the face, and It's like that scene from The Odyssey when the Cyclops is like, nobody has blinded me. Oh, as you basically blast him, blind him, and he goes stumbling backwards out of his own house.
Perfect.
Okay, cool. So is that lethal again, or do I just basically roll double damage, or...
Oh, it's... No, don't worry about it. You've damaged him enough. He's out of here. If you want to roll double damage, you can, but, I mean, it was basically... He's blind, so that's technically lethal, I guess, in this situation.
Oh, perfect. It would be even funnier if he, you know, stumbled through one of those gullies and kind of fell, but... Okay, excellent. All right, so Dane is going to try to open the cabinet next.
Okay. You're on the outside, so you can give me a sleight of hand with advantage.
Oh, goody. Yeah, good thing I got advantage. Oh, much better. For me, anyway. So that's a 13.
Yeah, you can't seem to get it. It's like at the tip of your reach because you're short and it's way up there. And so you're like kind of jumping on your tiptoes trying to get it. You just cannot flip the latch over.
Okay.
Yes, great effort, Dane.
Well, then I shall hit at the cabinet with my axe.
That's a great idea. Here's Johnny.
Exactly.
Why don't you just wait for us to try to... We were kind of getting it, just, you know...
All right. So Castros is like, don't you dare swing that axe. Let me try again.
Sure. We'll see.
Oh, yeah. That's successful.
Finally. Out of the need to tell Dane to knock it off and that his idea was stupid, I had to succeed.
But then you failed.
Yeah, but guess what? I only get so many wins in a day. Okay. We're free.
Yes, you're free. You get out. You jump down, I assume.
Yep.
All right. Cool. Well, you're in this house. There's some cursing. You can hear there's some stuff going on outside, some shuffling around. You're in here. What do you do?
We close and bar the door.
Oh, we need to move. We're not going to get stuck in here for forever.
Well, but if we... You know, if we close and bar the door, we have a place to eat dinner and maybe rest.
Okay.
They'll just be trying to get in the entire time. That wouldn't be very restful. What's stopping us from just killing them?
Killing what, the whole village?
Or just moving somewhere where we don't have to worry about a whole village.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, whatever. Okay. Apparently I'm overruled in this, so...
Because it's essentially been a tiny house against the zombie apocalypse. They're going to be coming.
You don't know that. It's just the one guy right now.
Well, we hear more shuffling outside, don't we?
It's like, the one dude that's been blind. Oh, do we hear more than just one?
Yes, you hear more than one.
Okay, fine.
Sneak out. Pass without trace. Do you really think we need to?
Or we could open the door and I can cast Fireball.
How to do this?
Dane has been very good about restraining himself from needless fireballs.
Well, most of the fireball has been in confined spaces. It's not really conducive to Fireball.
I could do conjure animals to distract them while we get away.
Or who is it that has the lightning spell?
Me.
Or you can cast lightning.
I'd have to see the sky. In the sky.
We open the door, you can see the sky, then you can cast lightning.
As long as this plane doesn't count as, like, underground, it doesn't, does it?
No.
Okay, cool. Yeah, we could do that. I haven't been able to use my lightning spell in a while. Okay. So, I'll go outside. What's the scene that I see as I, like, go outside?
Well, you don't even need
as to
open the door.
Okay, well, but as you open the door, you can see that there have been two other of these creatures come over as one was yelling, and they're, like, they've grabbed him, and they're looking at his eye. One of them's looking at his eyes, kind of looking at his face. The other is looking over at the door, and as you open the door, you make eye contact.
All right. I take my powerful stance. I take my powerful stance. <It's> like, I look him dead in the eye and say in a language that they can't understand. Well, actually, I could probably say in Infernal. If he has books in Infernal, they might be able to understand it. I speak in Infernal. May the gods smite you down and strike lightning where they stand.
All right.
Oh, yeah. 18 plus
8, 26. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're good.
2 points. 5 feet, 3d10 lightning damage, or if they make a dex save, they can save against it. Let's see. 3d10. Where's the other dice? Yeah. Not great. 10 lightning damage to the creatures within a 5-foot radius.
All right, well, you're able to get it to where you hit them, two of them save, one of them does not, but the one that does not gets blasted and kind of stumbles back, and he's so shocked that he basically tips over the edge and falls to his death.
All right, that's to cause enough chaos for us to get away, so they still take 5 lightning damage, but...
Yes.
All right. Onward, my group.
Well, okay, so what do they do after they get hit with lightning, though?
Well, the one that was, one of them was blinded, so he does nothing. The other one gets the shock and then starts moving towards the door.
Okay. So, I can cast Fireball then.
Yes, you can.
So I'm going to center the fireball so the edge of the flame, the edge of the ball, kind of meets at the, kind of is at the doorway.
Okay.
All right. Catch the house on fire, I swear to God.
Well, we're going to be leaving soon anyway, so.
Nah.
All right, here we go. Oh, yep, that'll work. That's a 27.
Oh yeah, that works.
All right. So I believe that is 8d6.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, yes.
Okay. So I'm going to need some more 6-sided die. Thank you. Thank you. All right, here we go. That's a 6 and a 4. So that's 10 to start off with. And another 6.
Jeez.
And another 4.
All right, well, we're up to 20.
And another 6.
And another 6.
And a 5.
And a 5. So that's 4, 5, 6.
31. 6 dice.
And...
another 5.
Yeah, another 5. One more. And a 2.
So 38 damage.
Not bad.
So let's see. Funnily enough, I'm gonna roll him a disadvantage. They both fail their saves.
Nice.
Because I was like, I rolled the blind guy first, and my first roll was a 19, but I was like, wait, no, he should be at disadvantage, so I rolled a 5.
Thank goodness for that.
And then...
Oh, wait.
What?
Ah, when they saved earlier, I actually do have a spell save DC.
It was high enough that I figured it wasn't a problem.
Oh, my spell save DC is 16. But, yeah, you're right, they might have saved.
I got an 18 and a 20.
Yeah, they're good. It's like,
yeah, that's good enough. Anyway, so you're saying the one guy.
So they both go ah as they are engulfed in flames, and the area that they're walking on and everything around within that radius that they built this village out of catches ablaze.
Okay.
Ready for more burn damage, Dane, while we try to roll over here?
Well, right now it's just everything right outside the door.
Yeah, I mean, this is rock. So other than the stuff that they have for their village, it's not like we're going to set the forest on fire right now. So I think we'll be all right.
Anyways.
Okay, so they both take 38 burn damage. What happens?
Well, everything's on fire, and the one guy that's not blind starts running back to basically sound the alarm of the fire, and the blind guy, he runs around, and just for fun, he runs towards the house, but past in front of it, and trips and falls face down about 7 feet past the door.
Okay.
Should we get out of here then?
Yes, let us get on out.
Cool. I'll set one more lightning strike somewhere in the village just to kind of keep them distracted. One's like, yeah, what's the range of the lightning? 120 feet.
Oh, yeah, you could set it off anywhere you can see within that village.
Yep, okay. So yeah, I'll try and imagine where the most people would be and set off another lightning strike. Just to keep them busy. Let's see. Ah, 3 9s. So 27 lightning damage on that one.
Oh, shit.
Jeez.
To do the,
No, I don't need to...
Oh, you don't need to reroll for...
Aiming, nope.
Okay.
Once it's cast, I just pick any spot within range.
How long does that last?
It's a concentration. Did you want me to roll just really quick, just to make sure that I didn't, like, I'm still concentrated?
You're fine. I'm give that to you. They're at disadvantage because they're on, like, fire brigade mind right now and not really paying attention to their saving throws. So... They nice. Get hit really hard as they're trying to, like, get the stuff to go put the fire out.
Alright, onward.
So, 27 lightning damage. The giant that's blind, that fell down, face first, 7 feet. He took 87. Is he still breathing?
Well, no, he doesn't.
Yes, he is. No, Ray fired it further in. It was different ones that got hit.
Oh, okay. Okay, got it.
All but right. Yes, he is breathing.
Okay. All right. Well, so we're going to run out the door now?
Yep, let's go.
Okay, as we run out the door, Dana's going to take a swing at the back of this giant's head with his axe.
Okay. Sure, you get advantage on that.
Oh, good. And I'm going to need it. Good. Yeah, not great. 14 to hit?
No, you slam your axe down right next to his head and are like, and that's just a warning.
Okay, good enough. I mean, the fire is distracting me, I'm sure. The heat from the fireball has probably got me a little distracted.
Sure.
Believe it or not, the 7 that I rolled was better than the 3 that I rolled the first time.
And you're like... Damn it, man! I'm a mountain dwarf, not a volcano dwarf.
Right.
I mean, argumentably, they could be the same, one and the same. But anyways, Onward, let's go. Somewhere safe.
I don't think there's going to be a whole lot safe on this plane.
Okay. Somewhere away from...
You guys book it. You go around the bend, and you cannot see the village. You don't hear anyone following you, so you're somewhat safe. But where do you go from here?
I don't know. Probably across one of those rope bridges.
And cut it.
That is the plan.
So there is a rope bridge quite a ways, like, over and down. So you'd have to follow the path for a while. You can see it in the distance. Follow the path for a while and then descend.
Ooh, maybe we don't want to descend. Do we have a path that's continuing up?
You can see there is something above you. You can't quite make out what it is, but there is definitely something up there.
All right, let's head up, because down supposedly has the demons that are battling, so I don't know that we want to get caught in the middle of all that.
Right on. Well, you climbed for quite a while. I mean, this is a, you know, it's a major slope. And after a while, you start to see what looks like a structure that is carved out of the rock itself. Looks like a kind of rounded face, but like a stone building, you know, almost like masonry that's been done, but it's all solid. You know, that someone went to as you approach, you can even tell someone went to the time to make the details of making it look like there's mortar joints between blocks, and it's not. It's just solid stone.
Huh. What wonderful craftsmanship. All right, anyway, well, let's head towards the building.
Oh, you continue to climb for a while, and you can see there's kind of a flattened out area on the face, and next to it appears to be standing something that's roughly humanoid shaped, though it appears to be like a statue. It just looks like, you know, a completely artificial statue standing there.
Okay.
Interesting.
What is the statue of?
It appears to just be a person-ish. You know, it's like they're just standing there, almost guarding the area.
Okay. We can't tell what kind of a being it is, whether it's human, elf, whatever.
Nature check! Okay.
No, you cannot by looking at it.
Okay, how realistic does it look?
It appears very realistic. Almost like it stepped right out of a ballroom. Or something. It's like it's a very humanoid, realistic looking statue.
Does it have an expression on its face?
That's kind of not really. No, it's totally blank.
Okay. So it's not like it looks like somebody that was turned into stone because they have a look of horror and terror on their face.
No, it looks more like, you know, a blank-faced masquerade ball attendee.
Okay.
Does it look like a man?
Yes.
It's human.
I heard a nature check.
I said religion check that time.
Oh, religion?
Actually, Alpha should do a religion check, see if he recognizes this.
I agree.
Alpha does have super bonuses to religion for some reason. Oh my goodness, but I only, even with all my bonuses, I only get 14.
Oh my god.
Yeah, while you appreciate what you see, you know nothing of this.
To put this into perspective, Alpha has like a plus 10 on religion. I rolled a 4. He's still too put off by seeing Dane cooked.
Poor Ben's probably like, why are we focusing on the statue that does not matter?
Oh, everything matters.
Not as much, you know. Alright, well, keep it in mind. Or do we need to learn ballroom dancing? Is that our next challenge?
That's a good idea.
Gotta make... Kessler's just does like a maybe dance from like a bird he saw once. Or do we need masks? I've got masks. I've got masks for days. Okay, anyways. Well, onward then, past the statue.
You go to move past the statue, and suddenly its arm shoots up in front of you, almost like a gate.
It says, halt! Oh, two guys there.
There is no admittance to the Red Prison.
Red Prison? It's a prison? I don't want to go to a prison. I've only been once before.
Okay, well, we don't necessarily need to go to the prison. We are looking for a route to the plane beneath us. Do you happen to know where that is?
You get no response.
What if I put this scary demon mask on you? What about the one that makes him go insane? That Alpha has. What if you put that on him?
I think Alpha has the scary demon mask.
I just said that he has the scary demon.
I don't know if it would necessarily be the best thing to put onto a statue like this.
Not true.
Alright, well, it's a prison. We don't necessarily need to go inside the prison. Because prisons are designed to keep things in.
Or out. Maybe we are in the prison now.
Well, you are in Tartarus, which basically is a prison, so this is a prison within a prison.
Yeah, so there must be some really bad beings in here if it's a prison within a prison, I would think. The important thing is, unless we know for certain that this prison has a route to the plane underneath us, then we don't need to go in. There's no point. Your heart is just set on going in, isn't it, Kasros?
Who knows how they treat their convicts here? Maybe it's fun.
Yes!
You don't know.
It's very rare that prisons actually treat their convicts decently.
You're no fun. You have no need to explore or learn. Meanwhile, I want to learn everything. That's why I touch everything.
Anyway, alright. We're getting sidetracked again. Okay. Show of hands, who wants to try and go into the prison? Who votes yes?
I'm fine. We don't need to go to the prison.
No, Kasros, no. You're talking about it. Yes or no? You want to try and go in the prison?
Sure.
Ray.
I don't.
Nope. You get yes or no?
Majority.
That's right. Yes or no? Dane votes no.
Reason to go into the prison, other than Kasros wanting to.
As far as we know right now, no.
Say no.
Alpha, what is your vote?
I am pretty flexible. I don't mind in like seeing where prisons are. It could be interesting, but I'm not necessarily decided on having to go.
So we have two no's, a yes, and a maybe.
I'm surprised Alpha isn't interested in the, like, you know, mechanical man that's guarding
it. Probably, that's why it's distracted him about the religion and everything. He's busy, like, in awe, appreciating it.
I mean, to be fair, the last way down was in a dungeon. Like, you don't know. What if it is? It's fine, we don't have to go.
I mean, we don't know, that's the thing.
Exactly. Alright, we'll go somewhere else, but if it ends up being in the prison, I'm going to laugh at you.
That's fine.
And go down
then, we can come back. No, we can keep... Is the prison, like, at the top of the plane, or is there still a path up?
You're basically at the top of the mountain right now. It's real close.
Alright, okay, so... Alright, then I guess we have to go into the prison. Unless we want to turn around and go all the way back down, which I really don't. Okay.
We might as well while we're here.
Alright, so I'm gonna try and duck around the statue and see if I can continue on up to the prison.
Alright. You make the duck around and you hear a high-pitched whirring and double check this. Oh. Does 23 hit you?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Dane's the one that did that. In the work of 10 feet, separate attack roll for each target. Ooh, okay. So it swings around, hits you, and does. Ooh. It hits you for 12 slashing damage, and the blow continues around, and since the others are close by. So let's see, who would be the next in line next to Dane? Probably Alpha?
Yeah, he was following close there.
Okay, so 24 to hit?
That hits.
Okay, oh, that's also 12 slashing damage. And then the third person, let's see, we'll just say it's like 50-50, I guess, between Kasparos and Ray. We'll just say Kasparos. And that's, 13 to hit.
And that does not hit.
Ah, so you get missed.
Woohoo.
All right. So all three of you get hit. And Dane, you notice that after that, you take that blow. And now that statue is, again, standing between you and the door.
What's the base of the statue like? Like, is it moving its legs or just its upper body?
No, it moves its entire body. It's a full, like... humanoid person. It just looks like it's, you know, totally fake.
Mm. It's made of stone, supposedly.
Well, you can't tell what it's made out of because it is dressed.
Interesting. Wait, does it qualify as an object? Or a structure?
Alpha, do you qualify as an object?
We are all objects.
Yes, but in the broader sense, do you as a construct qualify?
I think I qualify more as a creature than a type of object.
Oh, there we go.
So it doesn't qualify as an object or structure?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm reading the.
Because the earth elemental does double damage to objects or structures.
The The book says that it is a medium construct, so not an object or structure.
Life sucks.
Well, I'm out of ideas.
All right.
Like I sell a prison, or we go all the way back down again, past the village we set on fire.
I know. All right, well, Dane is going to take a swing at it with his axe.
Awesome. Go for it.
Ooh, very nice. 24 to hit.
Yes.
Okay.
And...
That's 8 slashing damage.
Alrighty.
Alright, then I have 2 more attacks.
Go for it.
Okay, so the second one is a 23 to hit.
That hits.
Alright, that is another, 10. That's 10 slashing damage.
Nice.
And then lastly... Oh, okay. That is a 26 to hit.
That also hits.
And... Wow, another 10 slashing.
Nice. Alright, so you take 3 major blows. You give it 3 major blows. And you hear things crunching and banging, and it twitches and moves, but not fluidly or smoothly like it did before.
Is it an animatronic?
There's something going on that's not quite right.
Sweet. All right, who's next?
Suppose we go in order of getting hit. I mean, Alpha was I got hit next.
It makes sense.
So Dane goes, brah, brah, brah. Alpha comes in after him for 24, 21, and 24.
Yep.
All right. Which deals... Oh, 13, 13, and 7. So 33 damage. I punch you like snow.
All right. It's severely twitching. You can tell something is definitely shorting and it's not working right. It's like zipping back and forth. You can hear there's a loud audible like grinding of gears.
Shoot her!
So what are you gonna do?
I mean, it already seems like it's not doing great, so I'm not going to waste a spell on it. I'll just take out my club and whack for maximum breakage.
Maximum effort.
Yeah, not great. That's a 14 to hit.
Yeah, that doesn't hit.
Yeah, I figured.
You're being too careful of Dane and me being so close to it.
That must be it. Right, Ray. What are you going to do?
Ray. Well, I only have really one thing to do. Shoot it.
Shoot her!
That's all I got is just to shoot.
Shoot it first, ask questions later.
Yep.
Cannonball shot.
That's a 10 to hit.
Oh, God, you know, that doesn't
sorry, that's
hit.
11. My bad.
No, that's no.
Should I roll for random arrow anyways?
Let's just roll your next one to see if you hit first.
Alright. That's 12.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
So much for my lucky dice.
Apparently.
I tried.
Yes, but her wind wall spell worked really well, so she rolled well with that dice. At that point,
point is...
I think she just needs to be a little bit more forceful with her dice rolling.
Sure, blame it on me, Willia.
Oh, look, I just rolled a nat 20 with that die.
Good for you.
That sounded terrible.
Alright, my whole stand fell over onto me.
Alright, anyway, so Ray completely misses. What is this creature going to do now?
It actually is basically non-functional. So it gets up and it tries to swing, but it is now at full disadvantage. And yeah, its first attempt is at nat ones.
Swings and hits and, itself.
Well, it knocks itself prone.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's, and then from the ground it tries to like twitch and move and spin and it can't do anything.
Okay, sweet.
We have defeated the inanimate object.
Yeah, Dane's going to take a swing at it with his axe anyway.
You get advantage on that.
Alright, so that is 21 to hit.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Nice. Alright, here we go. And that is 11 slashing.
It is dispatched.
Nice. Dane finally got a lethal on something. Yeah, but it was still moving, and then I couldn't even administer the coup de grace like I wanted to. Anyway. Alright, so it is dispatched. Did I split its...
It's...
head open?
Yeah, you did. You split it open, and a bunch of, like, gears... fallout where you'd expect there to be blood.
Perfect. Alright, so I'm gonna inspect the construct.
Sure. Roll an investigation.
Nat 20.
You look at it and you can tell immediately this is a completely artificial life form. This was operated completely by a clockwork of gears and devices. This was obviously very meticulously crafted, expensive, and old.
Oh, fantastic. I look up at Alpha and I'm like, Alpha, could you use any of these parts here as spares?
That's a good question. Let me investigate that.
Survival check.
Oh. That's wisdom based. I got an 8.
You look at it and you're just like, nope. Can't use any of this.
Alright. Okay, well, that's fine. Alright, on to the prison we go.
Awesome. You approach a grand door.
Ooh. Grand.
Yes. It is a door. It is large. And it appears to be carved out of the rock of the mountain itself.
Okay. Alright. Dane will try and open the door.
Alright. Roll a strength check.
Oh, very nice. That is a 22.
Nice. Yeah, you push and shove it open. And when you... how can I explain this? It swings open and there's a moment of dust that falls to the ground and swirls around, you can tell that this chamber has not been breached in a very long time. And inside, you see a round room that has been carved out of the stone itself. And then above that is almost like a walkway, and you see there's another room up above. So kind of like a guard place they can look down. And then off to the side is a small door. And it is not closed. It's like halfway open, and you can see there's some stairs beyond that they look like they curve up around that round room.
Okay. So do we see your way to the round room?
You are looking into the round room. You have walked into it.
Oh, okay. Through the door. All right. Through the door. We're in the round room. Is it just completely empty?
There's what look like old, like, there's no cobwebs here. You notice that, but there's a layer of dust on everything, and there's some old chairs and tables and places where, you know, people could occupy but have not in a very long time.
Okay. So nothing of particular interest. All right. Well, let us take the stairs then.
Awesome. You go up the stairs and it opens up into the area looking down below, and you see another one of those guards with its back to you looking down over the middle main room.
Okay. So, the guard is at an elevated position looking down over the main room.
Yes.
So, is he basically kind of, is it like a parapet that he's standing behind? Is it a wall that he's looking for a window?
No, just a little wall. Just like a, there's a, like a donut. Like, the room is like a donut. The outside is tall, and that's the solid wall. The middle has just a railing, so you can look down and observe what's below you.
Okay, so he's looking over the railing, then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. Ray, can you cast Pass Without a Trace?
Yeah.
All right, fantastic. Dane is gonna kind of sneak in behind that guard and see if he can't push him over the rail.
Go for it. Strength check with advantage.
Nice. All right, here we go. Okay. my second roll is a nat 20.
Nice.
Well,
yeah, you give him just a heck of a shove. He ends up in the center, does a flip, flies forward, and you hear a crash and that grinding of gear sound, and you notice something. He appears to be stuck, hovering in the air about 6 feet above the ground. Back broken, almost like he's on top of something that you can't see.
Interesting. What did it sound like when he hit this invisible something?
Almost like it was falling on top of stone.
Okay, so invisible stone or something along those lines. Alright, Dane's going to pick rock and log and kind of listen to see what kind of sound it makes when it hits.
Clank, clank, clank.
Yep, but it does a little clank, clank like it's hitting another rock on rock.
Okay, so invisible stone. Fascinating.
How do we go about this?
Well, I mean, we can continue along the... Oh, I see. So we're on basically on top of the donut. Is there another path kind of going away?
No, there was just these two rooms. But you also haven't taken much time to look around the rooms.
Okay, well, let's investigate this room.
Okay. You got a roll to investigate?
Yeah, working on it. That was not a good one. That is going to be a...
7. Well, you kind of stand there and you scratch your beard looking down and you look left, you look right, you kind of shrug your shoulders and you're like, huh, this is weird.
Yes, that's basically what I think.
Okay.
Does anybody else have any ideas?
Seems like something's here, but I wouldn't know how to get past it. Not sure. I mean, there's not much I can do. I can't really... I don't have anything to deter magic.
You mean detect magic?
Well, or if it...
Well, it's not necessarily magic. Well, I mean, I guess it possibly is. All right. Well, Dane will do an Arcana check then. To see if he can feel, you know, any kind of magic or anything emanating from.
Sure.
That is only a 12.
Still, though, you get the uncanny sense that there is something on the other side of the room. Like you should go around to the other side.
And I shall do so.
Awesome. Well, much like you're playing a hot-cold game, you eventually kind of feel out there's an area on the far side opposite of where the guard was standing where there is kind of a polished crystal sticking out of the railing.
Sweet. I shall try to manipulate the crystal.
You grab it and you just kind of turn your hand and all of a sudden you see what that guy had fallen upon is a dome, almost like a snow globe down below. You can't quite make out what's there because there's, well, a body on top of it.
Ah. Okay. So we can't see through the snow globe?
But you can. You can definitely tell that it's clear, but there is a body on top. From your perspective looking down, you see the broken back body of the guy you pushed over laying across the top of it. You can't exactly see what's, you know, inside.
Okay.
My first instinct is to do something from a video game and just jump off and, like, dive bomb it, weapons forward.
Well, so you could try doing that except as an earth elemental, and then you would possibly do double damage to the structure that you're landing on.
Do we want to break it?
Probably don't see any exits.
I mean, I could. This one should definitely count as a structure. If you would want me to.
Sure, let's try it, see what happens.
Okay, how far down is it? I don't want to jump on it.
Oh, like 10 feet.
Yeah. Okay. Alright, yeah. Alright, I'll wild shape into an earth elemental.
Okay. Sure it
doesn't fail, that's a 16.
You become an earth elemental.
Cool. I pat my elbow like a wrestler and just start you know, what's it called? Pile bomb?
Pile driver?
Yeah, pile driver. Right down onto that.
Okay. Yeah, you do that. You land on top of that creature that was thrown, and you hit it with enough force that it just gets cleaved in two, and the gear parts go flying in each direction. You hit the dome, and it just shatters. Like, you hit it, it explodes, and you end up kind of rolling off and to the left. You know, just kind of off to the side. And in doing so, you take 5 fall damage.
That's not that bad, considering I have 126 hit points.
Yeah, but it's still, you know, it's like, ugh. Well, no, it wasn't that far. It was only 10 feet, and then you kind of rolled.
Cool. So.
All right, so since she shattered the dome, what do we see now?
You see... get to the right thing. You see a what looks like an elf, but dark skinned, with a mask on his face, bright red hair, dressed all in black with gold adornments, and he was seated under that dome that you just broke open, and you see him open his eyes. They are bright red, almost fire. And he looks over at Kasros and smiles.
Why, hello! I say in Earth Elemental.
You hear this just almost booming voice.
Hello.
Oh, you understand me.
Welcome to cool. Vertigo.
Render up.
I understand all languages.
Cool. Friend or foe? What would you deem yourself on that scale?
I am friend to many and foe to others. Who do you serve?
You know, that kind of changes. I mean, one member of my party serves Gond.
I am uninterested in him. He is a neutral player.
I myself serve practically no one.
This is acceptable. I sense, though, that you are not actually an Earth Elemental.
I like how if you're neutral, it's bad, but if you don't serve anybody and remain neutral, you're good.
Well, he said
he didn't care.
He didn't have any interest.
Yes.
All right.
Well, yes, you're correct. I'm not actually.
Who are you?
Who are you?
Well, you're up top, so are you gonna like run down?
No, I'll just call down.
Yeah, who are you?
Yeah, basically.
I am the Masked Lord Veyron, God of the Night, the Masked Mage, the Shadow.
Sounds pretty cool. Where do you get that title?
You earn it, little one.
I don't like being called little one, but I'll accept it for now.
Okay, anyway. So I call down. Who put you in this prison, and why?
He whips his eyes up. And he just kind of squints for a minute.
I challenge those who I probably should not have.
Hey, look, me.
Oh, okay.
I doubt you know the name of the one who put me in here.
You never know. We've kind of been everywhere at this point.
That's actually a good response. I like that.
Anyways, continue, sorry.
I want to make sure I get the name right on this one, so I'm trying to find the... his.
I challenged Loviasar. She is the one who imprisoned me here.
Oh, okay. Oof. Yeah, that's a deity I would not like to make mad at me.
Religion, yeah. Jack!
Go for it.
Yeah.
Why not?
I will say probably the most successful person for a religion check on this would probably be Ray.
I got a 10, so.
Ah, oh, never mind.
All right. Alpha does a religion check. Also still 10. He's really bad at religion today. Wait, no, I misrolled that. Sorry. That would be actually like 16.
Alpha, you probably say something along the lines of, ah, yes. I believe there was a lesson about this. Gond appreciated your stance because you brought neutrality to your people. No longer was there an imbalance between males and females. You were attempting to make everyone equal.
Oh, this guy's chill. Alright.
Alright, well.
You're cool in my book.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, so Dane calls down to him, hey, we are looking for a path down to the next plane below us. Do you happen to know where it would be?
I do not know for sure. This is not my realm. I was only imprisoned here. But I would imagine that you would be able to find passage through any of the natives of this realm. Where are we exactly?
We're in the world.
We're on one of the levels of Tartarus.
Well, yes, but are we near the base? Is this where the demons walk? Or are we near one of the tops of the mountains? I have never left this chamber.
Well, I guess you can. We're near the tops of the mountains.
Descend until you can find an opening. You should be able to somewhere around the midst of the mountains locate one of the accesses to the Beast Lord. If you can find one of the master hunting grounds of Malar, you should be able to find your way to your next level down.
Did you say ascend or descend?
Descend.
Descend. Okay, great.
Yeah, at least we freed this guy. He gave us some helpful directions.
Alright, well, thanks. I guess we have a very long trip down the mountain to make.
You may go. I thank you for freeing me and grant you my blessing.
Oh, that's very kind of you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You say you're welcome. You didn't do anything. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Didn't drop a fireball on his head, so, you know. And he is free now.
He is free.
So, there you go.
I hope you live a very fulfilling... Have a very fulfilling day, good sir.
Awesome. So, the only person that can't... that his blessing will not affect is Alpha, because Alpha is bonded to Gond.
Oh.
No, he's bonded to Gond, and Gond won't let such a blessing affect one of his followers.
Demons are okay, but other god blessings, no.
Yeah, fake gods.
That's funny. Alright, so what exactly is the blessing then?
It is the It is the channel divinity of the war god. You basically can use it to infuse a physical strike with supernatural accuracy.
Nice.
All right, so channel strike with supernatural accuracy.
So what does that basically mean in, like, say, a real-world sense?
So, basically, it would be, like, once per long rest, you could, you know, like, basically channel the god's hand to guide your axe, and all of a sudden get an extra, like, advantage plus, probably a plus 3 to hit, something like that. So basically, all of a sudden, you get a boost to hit and advantage on the hit.
Perfect. That's actually really nice. All right. Well, this was not a waste of time.
Use it when you really need to.
Gotcha. Save it for the boss fights.
You should cuss good, sir.
Oh, I have plans. I have many plans. And he gets up and he starts levitating, floating towards the door.
Bye, sir. Thank you.
I just hope Loviatar never figures out. Do you think it's going to work?
Ah, this mucks.
It would take a miracle. All right. So he leaves, and I guess we just leave the way we came.
Here, so. All right. I'm still an earth elemental, so on the way down, I'll just start, like, stomping steps into the mountain. I'll go first and just stomp a staircase into the mountain as
awesome. Alright, you stomp your staircase into the mountain, and you can actually see that as he was leaving, he kind of drug a foot, and it almost makes kind of an arrow telling you to go basically over the mountain, like over the peak and down the other side.
Oh, fantastic. Excellent, we shall do that. That was very helpful.
Now we know where we're going. Now I'm going to start making a staircase so my companions may walk you. I mean, I could burrow through this entire place if I wanted to. It's unworked stone.
Oh yeah, well why don't you just, like,
burrow through the mountain?
Or become a sled. Like, they could all jump on you and use you like a toboggan. Because you could just, like, you know, shoot down.
I could, but my burrow speed isn't that fast. It's like 30 feet still.
Yeah, but you could still, like, flatten yourself out and just literally be a sled.
And we just ride you down the mountain.
Yeah.
No, true. While doing so, the elemental doesn't disturb the material it moves through.
Yeah.
Sure. Alright. Like, so top, and then I'll lay down and half sink into the ground, and everyone gets on me, and then we'll slide down the mountain. As everyone awesome. Having seatbelts fastened.
Here, we'll do a check. Everyone give me everyone but Kasros, give me a quick dex check.
Make sure you don't fly out.
15. We're getting kind of just mid-range, like low to mid, almost everything. Unless it's completely inanimate, like a door. In which case, go.
Yes, never ask me to do a dex check.
Ray got a 24.
Dane got a 6.
Well, all right. We're at, okay. So, Castros, give me one too, really quick. I have an idea.
That's a one.
What?
I have a minus one dexterity as an earth element, and I rolled a two.
Oh god.
We finally all had right. Plan, but it just was awful execution.
No, it's great though. You go flying down the mountain, everything's fine, you hit some bumps, people are being kicked around, except Dane, who finally just loses it at the end. You realize, oh crap, we lost him, and you go to stop, and he kind of mad mardigans it, but with rock instead of snow, and then ends up running into you at the end, just covered in dust. He looks like a mime.
Great.
But you stopped, and that's what's important.
I mean, we got a good ways down the mountain.
Yeah, you guys made it down pretty far. There's kind of a flat spot here, and you notice in the distance kind of an outcropping of rock that looks completely out of place.
Okay.
Mm.
Alright. Well, then we shall... Then, actually, Castro's being an earth elemental should probably investigate it since he's more in tune with the rocks right now.
Sure. Tromping on over and investigate.
Sure. You go over and you look at it, and it is definitely a cave opening that goes into the mountainside.
Yeah, looking like a rock. Then,
okay, so Dane looks around, and does it seem kind of deserted, somewhat safe?
I mean, as safe as anywhere around here feels, yeah.
Okay, I suggest we do a long rest so we can regenerate our spell slots and hit points.
I think that would be good for those of us especially that are quite injured.
Yes, I am very damaged.
Okay.
Especially after that trip down the mountain. And everything else I've endured.
Yeah, you have had quite the day.
Yes. It's been a day of high highs and low lows.
Yes, it has.
Okay, so yes, it is.
Well, yeah, you're able to find rest. I mean, this is a relatively calm area. You know, there's no wildlife, there are no inhabitants around. You're effectively totally safe.
Perfect.
Dope. I can regain my wild state slots. I only get two of them. And they both get used up when I become an elemental. So.
Yeah. See? So, perfect. All right. So, we have rested.
Awesome.
Okay. So, I guess after our rest, we enter the mountain.
Cool. You walk through the cave, and at first, everything kind of goes black. You have a hard time like orienting yourself before realizing that there is light ahead of you. A light that within a couple steps suddenly brightens, and you realize that unlike the desolate landscape you just left, you have entered an area that is lush and green, and your ears are filled with the sound of birds and animals moving. and all sorts of smells of flowers in bloom and fresh grass. This is definitely not the area you just left. And there's something else. The scent of blood hangs on the air, thick. You're familiar with it by now. You know it. And it smells like quite a lot.
Not a good sign.
So, what I want to do is stop here as the end of our episode, is you walking in, because when you guys had that rest out there, you also level up.
I can now wild shape for a total of 7 hours.
Awesome.
8.
All right, so I got to remember to level up to 14. Okay, cool. Excellent.
Want to make sure you get that in before, you know, continuing.
Okay. We think that all of a sudden our challenges are going to get more.
Well, no, not so much that, as it just fits with the story.
Perfect. All right.
This has been an Azentuary LLC production. Find us online at azentuary.com for character bios, merchandise, Patreon, and more. Thank you for listening.
I'm going to start upping charisma just so that somebody in our party is charismatic.